This is the Onega Boys Locker Room Chat here on 92.1 KMZA. Johnny came back with you, and joining me now is Luke Baxter, head coach of the Buffalo Boys. And, well, Coach, you've had several games since we've last talked, three to be in fact. Last Thursday, a loss to Hanover, 69-41. A tough one on Friday to Valley Heights. That was a 37-29 final. And then on Monday against Wetmore, 66-35. And now you look ahead, you've got Substate coming up. You'll have Frankfort on Friday. But first, going back to these last three games, just what have been your thoughts?
You know, they're all kind of different games, and we really played different. All of them against Hanover, really good, talented team. We got down 13-0 early and threw the ball away, and then after those first 3 minutes, we were down 16 going in the fourth quarter. So really played really competitive basketball for about 21 minutes. Now they pulled away in the fourth quarter. But I was really happy with our effort in that game, and even though we threw the ball away, I thought as the game went on, our poise got better. And really, our half-court defense was pretty decent against Hanover. We gave up a lot of steals and layups, but overall, it wasn't a bad effort. And then Friday, we went over to Valley Heights. We didn't shoot the ball particularly well and always take care of the ball, but we had a chance in the fourth quarter. We were winning with about 4 minutes to go, and we just kind of, at that point, I didn't think we handled pressure very well. And honestly, we wasn't even really pressure. We just kind of, we didn't know how to win that game. And I thought that was one we could have had. And we played really good defense and gave ourselves a chance to win that game, and this came up short. And then Monday, we went to Wetmore, and hats off to Wetmore. I thought they came out ready to play and forced us into some turnovers early and shot the ball well. We found ourselves in a 20-point hole early in that game. And after that, after the first quarter or so, I thought we competed at a pretty high level. We were down by about the same score we were in the first quarter with a few minutes to go in the fourth quarter. So, and it wasn't like, you know, it was against subs they still had their quality players out there and their pressing. So I thought we, as the game went on, we handled their press better, but you get into a 20-24 point hole early on, it's hard to come out of. And hats off to Wetmore. I thought Wetmore came out really well offensively and really got after some defense and caused us a lot of problems early. So we got to learn to play four quarters. And right now we're still playing two and a half, three, and sometimes a half. But I just like to see us play a full game.
Yeah, and you look ahead now, you're going to have first round of Substate on Friday. You'll have Frankfort on the road. Frankfort, a team you haven't yet got to play yet this year, but you'll get a couple of chances to get back in the gym here this week and practice before that game. So what do you look at here with this opening round game at Frankfort?
Oh, it'll be a really, really tough game against a really good Frankfort team. They've got guards, they've got forwards, some really good inside players. They get up and down. They pressure full court. They play good defense. They have good flow on offense. It'll be a very difficult game for us. It's at their place, and we just have to do our best and prepare to put ourselves in a position to be as successful as possible, and hopefully we can keep the game competitive and have a chance at the end.
And Coach, also, you know, this being the final time here we'll talk this year, I want to just get your thoughts on this group and as the season as a whole. I know it's been wild and crazy with all the COVID situations you've had to deal with, but hey, we made it this far, and now postseason coming up on Friday for your guys. But what are just things you're going to remember the most about this group and this team?
You know, these guys, I don't compliment them enough, but they've been very coachable this year. We've never had to worry about effort or attitude. And as long as you don't have to worry about those things, you get better. And these guys have gotten better. They've had some setbacks along the way. And I knew coming into this season, we'd be mentally fragile at times. And I think they've gotten mentally tougher. Our first win of the year was about as special a locker room as I've been in about 20 years. They won their first league game, not only on the court, and the rest are sophomores and freshmen. So they're putting in the time. They need to put more time in the offseason, and they know that now. They know to get better, especially offensively. They're going to have to work at it. But they've gotten a lot better defensively, really until about Monday. Our half-court defense was getting better each game. And a lot, like I said, a lot of that had to do with Wetmore, but they've gotten better at defense. They've gotten better at rebounding, and their offense has gotten better. They just got to put some more time in the offseason, and they're starting to believe, and they've bought in, and they're good kids. So I appreciate all the work they've done, and we're gonna be all right. We're going to be all right, and we're going to give Frankfurt all we got, and we're going to go from there.
Well, Coach, I certainly wish you the best of luck coming up on Friday against Frankfurt. But, hey, thank you so much for all the time you have taken out this year. We certainly appreciate it. So good luck against Frankfurt, and hopefully we talk to you soon.
Thanks, Johnny, and I appreciate all that you do for high school sports and high school kids, and we'll talk to you soon.
Of course, Coach. Thank you. Again, that's Luke Baxter, head coach of the Onega Boys, joining us on our locker room chats here on 92.1 KMZA.